Well, after 20-some-odd months of indirect negotiations, I guess, for lack of a better term, they're now meeting face-to-face to try to hammer out some details. First and foremost, what are the odds of any sort of substantive finality coming from these round of talks, do you think?
Well, you know, the theatrics is one thing. It's not 20 months, it's 20 years. We've been having these kinds of back and forths for so long now that people in the Middle East pretty much are looking the other way. But in my view, this is not really the out front theatrics of the handshakes and the quote-unquote peace talks is not what's really taking place in the region. The region is arming for war. These peace talks are part of the political preparations for war. There's zero chance of a real agreement that would be lasting, fair, accepted. President Abbas himself is largely considered an illegitimate president by more than half of the Palestinian people. The 7 million Palestinian refugees aren't even mentioned or talked about. The whole situation is played one way by the United States as a peace process, but if you look at how many arms are flowing into the region, and if you look at what's really going on in the region, you see preparations for war, not peace.
So, pardon me. So on that same front then, how much pressure is Benjamin Netanyahu going to be under to draw a hard line, I guess, if you want to call it that, towards these set of talks to not only bolster his own popularity within Israeli circles at home, but within Israeli circles elsewhere around the world, particularly in the United States, which, of course, is, you know, the big patron of Israel?
Well, we only have a few minutes, so I'll just cut right to the chase. In my view, having been here in Washington a long time, and when I first came to Washington, I represented the World Jewish Congress under very different circumstances and very different leadership. What's going on now is not pressuring Netanyahu. The Israelis are pretty much in charge. The Israeli Jewish Lobby, a very extended group of organizations, publishers, and financiers who largely finance the Democratic Party, is very much in control here. What I see happening is an Israeli-American attempt, and there have been many of these over the years, to cajole and force and bribe some Palestinians, anybody they could find, to legitimize the idea that there's a peace process going on, when in reality, the Israelis have used the years of the peace process to make the two-state solution all but impossible actually on the ground. Ever since the Oslo Agreement, for instance, they have greatly expanded settlements all over the territories, most especially in the critical Jerusalem issue. And going back way back to the 1978 Camp David Agreement, where they promised, and President Carter told the world the promise had been made to freeze settlements, instead the Israelis have turned every quote-unquote peace agreement into another opportunity for them to make a fair and honest two-state solution all but impossible. That was their goal all along, and they have pretty much succeeded in that goal from my point of view.
And and lastly, on that particular front, if nothing comes of this, as you anticipate there won't be, what is this going to do as far as Hamas is concerned? Will it radicalize the movement even further?
Well, I do expect they will come out of these talks proclaiming that peace is on the way. I do expect they will announce that for the next year there will be these negotiations. In 2 years, there'll be a Palestinian state. In 10 years, there'll be this economic peace process. I expect they're going to announce all of that. But my analysis is it's all setting the stage for a huge confrontation between Israel, the United States, and at the current moment, Iran, of course, is considered the champion of the opposition, but you've got opposition everywhere. You've got it in Lebanon with Hezbollah, you've got it in Palestine, Hamas, you've got great opposition in Jordan, great opposition in Egypt. It's time for the world community, and that, of course, includes China at this point, to stand up and say, how come you Americans think you can dominate this peace process, which you have failed at for generations now? We, the United Nations, we, the quartet, and by the way, it's time for the quartet to become the quintet because China's excluded. We want to be involved in this from now on. We're sick and tired of seeing lies, distortions, wars, death, destruction, and our critical interests are now involved. So I think the whole theatrics of this is being played out in a way that forces journalists to discuss it in a way that isn't really consistent with what's actually happening in the region.
Good stuff, Mark. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.